Just a couple of weeks ago, when I was last here, we looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 7 to 18 and the power of purpose in the Christian life. And today we're going to move on to another consideration, that is the power of position in the Christian life. Knowing just where we are in Christ and what that means in terms of confidence, in terms of faith, in terms of facing the challenges that we have in life. Now, much of the Old Testament, you'll be aware as you've been reading it, deals with the problem of persecution and oppression, because the people of God in the Old Testament days, the called out nation of Israel, often were persecuted, they were ransacked and left for dead, and yet the Lord enabled them to press on in the face of persecution because they knew exactly where they were, where their position was, held in the hands of an almighty God. Now, in the story of Habakkuk here, it's not a pretty scene at all. The people of God, the righteous people of God called out to follow him, are actually facing serious persecution, even slaughter from the Babylonians. And Habakkuk tries to deal with the dilemma here. Hang on, you know, we're the called out people of God, yet we're the ones who are being attacked. We're the ones who are suffering. And there's a complaint that goes out to God because they're not facing a natural disaster like famine or earthquake, in which case they would say, okay, we all face those from time to time. We can handle that. They're actually facing oppression and suppression and strategic persecution from another nation. How do the people of God react to that? Natural disaster, okay, maybe we can handle. But deliberate attack, deliberate persecution, how on earth do we handle that? Where's God in that? What's happening with Russia and Ukraine at the moment? How do we respond to that? God, why? Why? If there was a famine, okay, we could handle that for a while perhaps, but deliberate persecution, overpowering, destruction, murder, why? Look at the Babylonians. They're far worse than we are as the people of Judah. The people who are attacking us, who are slaughtering us, they do a lot more that's wrong in your sight, Lord. Yeah, they're the ones who are winning. How can that be right? The answer is, God says, I have a greater purpose. Not an answer we want to hear, but it's true. I have a greater purpose. Even though it's shocking, even though it's terrible. We don't understand why, but sometimes God allows that because there is a higher purpose. Second question, Lord, you promised to protect your people, but what's happening? We're not being protected. We're being slaughtered. What's happening? The answer, the Lord says through Habakkuk, I have a revelation for you. The righteous will live by faith. And the people of God have to learn how to respond to persecution. Down through the history of the Jewish people, down through the history of the Church of Jesus Christ, there have been persecutions, there have been times of slaughter, times of great suffering, and yet the Church of Jesus Christ has grown because of the power of its position. Because it's the Church of Jesus Christ. And he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Because it is the church that he will build. That's what he said. I will build my church. So Habakkuk tries to encourage the people of Judah to respond to persecution. They're in that position where they could go either way. They could slip and fall into a heap of distress. But actually, they're going to learn a profound lesson from God. The power of position, our security in Christ, even when the times we face can be the harshest of times. Psalm 73, verse 2, Asaph says this, my feet had almost slipped. I nearly lost my foothold. Here was a man of God in Old Testament times saying, look, everything around us is disastrous. Everything's going wrong. Yet, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to trust in you, Lord. And halfway through that psalm, we read, when I went into the sanctuary of the Lord, Asaph says, that's when it all made sense. When the veil is pulled apart and we suddenly see a glimpse of the God of the universe who's behind all of human history, and we see something of his purposes. And then in verses 17 to 19 that we read together a moment ago, Habakkuk learns from the deer. This is the lesson I want to bring to you, people of Judah, God says through his prophet Habakkuk. Learn from the deer. Now, this is not the famous reference to the deer in Psalm 40, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul thirsts after you. This is a reference to 2 Samuel 22:34, where we read, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. What he's saying is this. We have to learn how to stand our ground in the toughest terrain, in the harshest persecution, in the most terrifying circumstances. Because the deer can position itself on the steepest of cliffs because it is sure-footed. It can do that. It's the power of position. Mountain goats are able to engage in amazing feats of standing on the almost vertical cliff tops because they are sure-footed. Knowing our position in Christ helps us stand in the face of the fiercest persecution, those difficult circumstances. When our faith as Christians is challenged because we've got people around us saying, why on earth is God allowing what's happening in the Ukraine at the moment? And we're struggling to give an answer, but we can say this. The people of God can be sure-footed in the harshest terrain. William Cowper was a poet who suffered acute mental illness and distress. And he wrote these lines. You may find them familiar. Though vine and fig tree neither their wanted fruits should bear, though all the fields should wither, nor flocks nor herds be there, yet God the same abiding, his praise shall tune my voice. For while in him confiding, I cannot but rejoice. Penned by a man who had serious mental illness, who suffered the darkness of depression, who suffered the pain of feeling separated from God, and yet was able to pen that. In the face of persecution, God's people do not have to compromise their position. We don't have to jettison our faith because it's not working out. Because our God endures forever. Persecution is limited. We may feel that as a society in the UK at the moment, there are challenges left, right, and centre. If you think of what our government is doing in terms of gender recognition and gender fluidity, there are things changing there that are frightening, that are scary, that can change life as we know it. And yet we remain sure-footed because our God gives us the ability to stand firm, the power of position. But he also gives us the power of presence. Jesus said, his parting words to his disciples, lo, I am with you to the very end of the age. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Hardest moments you're going through, I am there with you. The high places in the Old Testament, the deer was sure-footed and can go to the high places. High places in the Old Testament was not just a reference to mountaintops, but it was a technical term for places of worship. The Bible often refers to worship the Lord in the high places, the most glorious places where worship is flowing beautifully to our living God. Now, these high places were condemned by the prophets after Jerusalem was established as the only valid center of worship. The word went out, don't go to those high places anymore, come to Jerusalem for centralized worship. And they were abolished by King Josiah shortly before the exile. But before these high places were banned, they also referred to places of uncensured and total abandonment into the worship of God before it became centralized, where God could do wonderful things, where it hadn't become too organized by the priests, where the Holy Spirit, even in the Old Testament, would descend and there would be a powerful experience of the presence of God on the mountaintops. And it's this sort of worship that enables us to cope with the atrocities, with the hardships, with the pain of life. I guarantee, I can't name them personally, but I guarantee there are churches in the Ukraine at the moment who are gathering and who are praying for their persecutors and are celebrating the greatness of God and are entering into that high place of abandoned worship, even though they're suffering, because they know the power of the presence of God. The power of the presence of God. Have any of you been there? You with a loved one? Perhaps they're seriously ill. Perhaps they're facing death. But you've been overwhelmed with the sense of the power and the presence of God that's lifted you to a high place. The power of the presence of God in the saddest of circumstances. I had that experience on my father's deathbed. I was with him when he died. And that amazing sense of the power and the presence of God. Old Testament context here. The Babylonians, they've got the upper hand, or so it seems. The people of Judah are being crushed. Haggai is crying out, Lord, what shall I say to the people? How can I be a prophet of hope here? And this is what the Lord says. Look at the deer. It can stand in the harshest terrain, in the high place, and it can demonstrate the power of presence. Uncensured worship in the face of persecution secures the body of Christ. Sometimes we're driven into that desperate corner by circumstances, but in that desperate corner, hardly able to retain our footing, that's when the presence of God can be most real. In which areas of Bethania's life and ministry do we need to pray for hinds feet in high places rather than easier terrain? Maybe there are things the Lord is leading us into that are going to be tough. It'll be plain sailing, level ground. It'll be up a mountaintop, in a high place, standing sure-footed. But we will experience there a greater awareness of his presence than we would if we were on flat ground. There may be some challenging times ahead, but if there are, we know the power of the presence of God. And we know this, if there are challenging times, if there are difficulties, then it's so that we can have even greater times in the future. Habakkuk's complaint to God is not a reactionary rant, because he bases it on what God had promised. Chapter 1, verse 13. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. Therefore, I believe, Lord, it can only be transitory. And it will be. It will come to pass. It will not last forever. It will not go on forever and ever, because our God is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We can trust God that he will achieve the growth of his kingdom through persecution or difficult times. He can do it. He can do it. As we stand sure-footed in the high places. I believe that the Lord's hand is upon us at Bethania. I believe he has blessed us with many good things. We have witnessed baptisms. We've witnessed people coming into membership. We've witnessed the dedication of Toby. We've seen new people join us. We are encouraged and we are blessed. And let's be certain of the power of position and the power of presence as we move on together. May God strengthen us and may God bless us. Shall we pray?